I'm here at the National Centre for Earth Observation's annual science meeting, and I'm sat with Professor Jeff Wodge, who's a volcanologist who's just organised a session about how we study volcanoes using satellites. So, Jeff, can you tell me a bit about the volcanoes that you're interested in?
Well, the one I'm particularly involved with at the moment, and have been for the last few years, is Soufriere Hills volcano on the island of Montserrat, which is one of Britain's two volcanoes.
Obviously not on mainland Britain.
Not on mainland Britain, but we are responsible for two volcanoes. And as part of that, there is an observatory there that's well-staffed and well-funded with lots of good instruments. But one particular problem for them is that this is a very dangerous volcano. It produces pyroclastic flows and explosive events.
Does it erupt very often?
Well, it's sort of continually erupting. It isn't at the moment. It has been generally erupting for the last 15 years, but it's more sort of on for a few months, off for a few months style. But when it's on, things can happen at any time of day and night, and irrespective of what the weather is. And often in the tropics, on mountains, it has a cap of cloud and you can't see what's going on. So there's a particular problem for these observatories, not just Montserrat, but a lot of other ones, that you can't see the danger, the hazard that is about to come down. And that's a particular problem for Montserrat. You people live still quite close to the top of the volcano, only a few kilometres away, and they need to have the best advice as to whether it's safe to stay there or not.
And this is where satellite data can help.
Yes. In particular, the best way to see through cloud is using radar. And you can use radar from the ground to do this, but it's a bit fiddly. And the easiest way to do it is use spacecraft, which look down at the volcano. Not continually, it has to be said, but they come around relatively frequently and give a good image of what the volcano is like at the summit and allow the people at the observatory to have a good idea of whether it's in a hazardous state or not.
And then what do you do with that information?
Well, let me give you an example. About 18 months ago, there was an explosion that occurred occurred on the 28th of July, and as a result of that explosion, which occurred in cloud, and so they couldn't exactly see what had gone on, they had a precautionary evacuation of a couple of hundred people. Rather than just keep the people out of their houses indefinitely, they asked to see if we could find out what had happened as a result of this, whether the volcano was any more or less dangerous as a result of this particular explosion. It could have gone either way. Within a couple of days, we had an answer in that we tasked the satellite to look at the volcano, and it did so, and we were relatively easily able to interpret what we were seeing was a small explosive crater that had not substantially added to the hazard. It hadn't destabilized the rest of the summit of the volcano. And
so people could go back to their
house? Exactly. Well, we not immediately. What you have to do as scientists, you then pass on this information via the observatory to the local civil authorities who are responsible for public safety. They then make the decision. So you don't have the scientists pontificating, saying, it's safe to go back. You just pass that on, and then it's the civil authorities who do that. And but they did that, and so people were able to go back within about 6 days of the initial explosion. And the volcano, the cloud did not clear from the top of the volcano for another 10 days after that. So they were quite... quite glad that we were around to give them the all clear to go back as early as they did.
Brilliant. Thank you very much.
Okay.